Curry County Commissioner Court Voice rejoins the show. Court, great to have you back on. Morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks to KMED for letting me reach out to the folks in the Valley and your listeners. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Well, I've been kind of curious, and I've talked to you off air. I've spoken with other political leaders is that in the wake of what happened with the Checo Bar fire in Miller Creek, of course, they're still working on doing some mop-up. We had some smoke in the Valley about that just a few days ago. My concern is that the longer we go on with just, hey, the fires have been cleaned up, everybody's happy, that everybody will go to sleep again, Commissioner, and that repealing and changing these wildland fire policies that have required the reintroduction of wildfire, let it burn, and so much more will just continue, and there's just an inertia, and everybody just sort of peters out, and we go to sleep until the next fire season. That's been my concern.
Boy, do I understand. That's you just said it, that delusional notion that fire isn't destructive, it's renewal. And when you look at, well, as of today, this afternoon, Bill, will be 60 days since the winds flared up. Remember the old rock group, Earth, Wind, and Fire? I'm going to write a book. Title's going to be Curry, Winds, and Fire. But $70 million later, I met many, thanks to your program and KMED, I've met a lot of new people, especially since the fire, but over the years. One new friend, Bill Simpson, just reminded me, next fire season, less than 8 months away. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that, to your concern, we will be on our toes. We have to be on our toes. You know what we're faced with? 2012, you might recall, the fires in Colorado, I think they lost 600 homes. 2015 you probably also recall, set new fire records. Mm-hmm. And this year, 62 major fires in 9 states, and it has far surpassed all the records. So, it's not just an issue for rural areas anymore. It's getting into the suburban areas, and you sure saw that in California. It's still going, the incredible
destruction
losses there.
Now, fortunately, Curry County didn't experience that level of devastation. But there's a lot, a couple hundred thousand acres of forest land, of prime forest land, a lot of this burned. I know that the BLM, I don't know if it was the BLM or Forest Service, or someone ended up releasing a fire intensity map, and apparently only 7 or 8% of that fire was the sterilize the ground kind of intensity, as if, sterilizing 7 or 8% of all of that's okay. all the rest of it is okay, as if the rest of it was a therapeutic burn, which is not quite the same. I want to find out, though, what about the government response from the various counties? Because I think it's going to have to be up to the counties. I don't think that the state government is really going to want to bust bellies with the federal government. And there's going to have to be some interposition? Interposing between, for all intents and purposes, a faulty federal government policy in our counties. I don't see any other way around this. Can you help us out? Help us understand what the status of this is?
Well, we're going to have to put our hope in the new administration and Ryan Zinke. The state, I think you make a good point there. They are
the state. Well, the state's been a collaborator for the most part of this policy.
I agree. And when you look at the destruction, when you look at what we're truly likely to be faced with in a few years or even a few months, who knows, that's got to bring everybody to the table. And I think we do have, for example, they're closing roads right now in Curry County, gating roads, spending money we don't have, and we're not going to let them do that. I mean, we're just going to have to stand toe-to-toe with them.
Now, is this in the wilderness area or elsewhere that the BLM must be doing this, correct?
All the above. Well, primarily the Forest Service, but closing the river bar so people can't have access to the river. We don't know what's going on behind those locked gates and what the consequences will be. And as we do finally get access, we don't know what we're going to find. And it's an issue of the hazard trees. Is that money, our share, going to come back to the counties? Which in this case, you mentioned, just rewinding a little bit back to the sterilization of the soil. I don't know how reliable that information is. We do know from the Calmeopsis fire, of course, that 15 years later, not much is growing except undesirable brush that is the goddess, the grasses and the brush, of course.
And it caught fire again. That's what caught fire. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Commissioner Court Boyce, how about your fellow commissioners on the Curry County Board? Are you all united on this, that the status quo, the let it burn, the reintroduction of wildfire needs to be revisited and revisited quickly?
You know, these are part-time commissioners. I'm a working full-time commissioner, so I really don't have time. I try and lobby. I try and bring them on board. Where I'm putting my that ray of hope is with the other commissioners that in our region, Bill, are united and are really tuned into this.
What about Josephine and Jackson? You all getting together on the same page of this yet?
Couldn't be happier with their leadership and their knowledge. We all knew this was coming, or at least the potential and the risk was at very high levels. So here we are. I called a fire meeting back in June and said, hey, with all the rain we've had, I got all the fire people together, and that was on July 7th. And, of course, as you know, the fire started on the 12th. And so right now we're just trying to deal with the immediate priorities and getting the Forest Service to include us. Almost under the category of we're demanding to be included. We're in demanding to
Okay, so you're demanding your coordinating powers then, coordination
Absolutely.
Powers.
Absolutely. I think we can truly make the case. They can't close roads without the board approval here, and I think I can get my fellow commissioners on.
I hope so.
On that page. Oh, yeah.
So as far as disaster recovery funding, how is that working out in Josephine County, and Curry County, rather?
You know, the irony is they're well organized. They come into place. There's some good people involved through the burn area response, the mitigation assistance. You know, the FEMA people, all the above. They're running in place before the fires even start. And so, we're not going to qualify for. We're going to try. We're going to make every possible effort. But federal disaster designation, that's got to go through the governor. She'll be here Sunday, and I'm going to keep lobbying for that and making that request. So it's part of the process. Everything is just, we're a small county, and it's going to come back to the commissioners in a regional concept, and getting the state on board and the federal government through these policies that absolutely have to be changed. It has got us on the verge of, again, not just rural communities, but we're fighting for our lives, and I hope that's not over-dramatization.
Well, heck, there are businesses here in Jackson, Josephine County. I spoke with some people connected with one local business that relies on that outdoor sort of tourism economy here that we're told is going to be the savior of us all. Commissioner, you know about that, right? And they were talking about how the firefighting season this year ended up bringing their business down. And it's a 2-3-man shop, from what I understand, here in Southern Oregon. Brought them down $100,000 year over year. That's an economic impact. And it wasn't as if the fire burned up to their business, but it decreased their customer base. We have to talk about the real impact of these miserable, and frankly dangerous policies. That if private companies were to commit the kind of damage on Southern Oregon and coastal Oregon that was done by the fire policy, they would have been sued out of existence decades ago.
And the policies we got here, we're not just fighting the Forest Service. I will defer to the fact that they are tired of being sued. But that becomes a mantra for just being lazy and accepting those policies. And I was going to retire a couple years ago. When I see what the radical activist policies are doing, that somehow, I don't know what is the worst, Bill, if it's the air quality that you just referenced. Yes, tourism is part of the equation for our economic comeback, but it's not the only answer, obviously. They want us to believe that, but then, yes, the smoke has several aspects of poor health, the diversion of tourism to other areas, the entire western part of the country falling under this.
But I know. I had a Facebook friend who was complaining about the fire smoke, went into the hospital and died that week. I mean, we hear things like this, going on. It's just one person, one business. I'd be willing to bet you it's repeated dozens of times here in Southern Oregon. We're talking with Commissioner Cord Boyce, Curry County Commissioner, Pauls and Williams. Paul, yes, you have a question about the gated roads. Go ahead.
From time to time, law enforcement, local, state, fish and game need access to those areas. We had keys to those gates in the county I worked in. It was in California. And what's the Forest Service doing in that respect? And I'll just take my answer on the air. I'm just curious.
Good question, Paul, especially, Commissioner, as you talked about mostly Forest Service, BLM, gating these roads after the Checo fire.
Well, only about 10% of our area compared to the public lands owned by the Forest Service is BLM. So the BLM sometimes will give you keys if you just simply go ask. Forest Service not quite that accommodating. The sheriff, all of us are just trying to catch up. It's like I say, it's only been 60 days. We're intent and focused, and yet to answer the question there, they lock it off because they can, and it's just not for rational reasons. It's not for acceptable reasons, and the easiest visuals just to the river access locations, the bars that are really critical to our local guides, but also to private fishermen. So would keys be available? They shouldn't be locked to begin with. There's no danger for the public having access. To the contrary, in my view.
All right. Final question I have for you. Is there going to be that kind of public meeting summit that we had talked about a number of weeks ago during the depths of the smoke misery visited upon us? You see anything like that happening yet?
It's probably going to be early November through the leadership of Jackson, Josephine counties, their commissioners. And to answer your question, yes.
Okay. Commissioner Cord Boyce, thanks for the update here. I'm glad that you're healthy in the upright locked position. Keep working that, okay? You be well.
Bill, thank you.